This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
So, very excited to have Tyrus on with us at Planet Tyrus on Twitter. Tyrus, thanks for coming on the show today.
Always a pleasure.
So, I don't know if you heard Cory Booker say it's clear that he would have a woman as his running mate. If somebody said, well, obviously I'd have a black person running, or obviously I'd have a millennial running, or obviously I'd have a gay person running, like, how pandering is that, really?
I honestly think he literally sealed his fate.
Yeah.
Because no matter how you word that, it just doesn't jive. Makes no sense. We shouldn't still be living in the era where what your genetics are dictates you get the job. And that goes for men, women, color of your skin, all that stuff is irrelevant at this point. Like, we're to the point where at hearts and minds in this country where we got to start thinking smart and the best person for the job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I to say I'm 100% going to have a woman as a vice, I think, one, it's kind of disrespectful in a way, you know, like, oh, I'm just going to pick one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just give me any woman will do.
Yeah. I mean, this is what goes back to my issue with Cory Booker to begin with. I just don't feel his strength.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very, if I was going to compare him to a president, he's very Jimmy Carter-esque to me, where he's too nice and wants to appease everyone. And from what being a president, when you make a decision, you're going to offend 50% of the country every time you do something. I mean, it is a thankless job. Somebody gets hurt with every decision you make. And a guy who panders and just wants to placate to whatever the temperature in the room is a guy I have an issue with. And that has nothing to do with him being a Democrat or Republican. I wish he would be stronger.
Yeah, but, you know, Donald Trump really sets the other end of that spectrum, because he doesn't seem to placate or pander much to anyone. He just kind of puts it out there, and it's definitely taken getting used to from people who supported him from the very beginning to people who, you know, he was a clear choice for me over Hillary Clinton, and has done some things since then that have made me, you know, excited to vote for him again in 2020 as of this point in time. But a lot of folks on the left right now in this Democratic primary kind of opened up my show saying, yeah, Joe Biden's in, but it's April of 2019. Like, this is going to be exhausting to go through this whole 18 months of the day-to-day ins and outs of this Democratic primary. I mean, something like this with Cory Booker saying, obviously, I have to have a woman, and this identity politics game, are the American people going to get sick of it?
Well, yeah, and I think not just sick of it, but I think the problem is it furthers division. It furthers the wrong conversation. Well, you have to hire her. She's a woman. You have to let Tyrus on your show. He's black. You know, like, you know, it gets to the point where it's a polite racism. It's a polite sexism. And I honestly do better with somebody who's direct and tells you exactly where they stand, because you never know, I might feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't see where it helps anyone. And also, I honestly don't think the Democratic Party is going to implode. Bernie said that. They need to split into two different parties. But the Biden, Bernie Sanders will not make it. Not because they don't deserve the opportunity, because they're going to be forced out by the whole, like, I can't believe we're still dealing with this. You know, like, you're a white man, you know? So now I guess, and some people are like, well, it's about time. But that's the wrong time, and that's the wrong message. To be an old white man means you shouldn't be president. I think we're walking in the wrong. So what, after let's say we have three African-American women presidents in a row, let's say, so then there must be no more African-American women as president. You know, like, I feel like it's the wrong. We're supposed to be a point where it's about content and character and merit. The best guy gets the job on an equal playing field.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the playing field's equal, the color of somebody's skin, their sexuality, and their their gender should not be the issue. It should be policies, and are they strong? They have leadership skills, but that's not what we're going to see. And, you know, I just feel like they're just really setting the table for President Trump in terms of he's not going to be fazed by all this stuff, and he's going to pretty much, like, I hire people basically if I feel they get the job done or not, I don't care, and I think his history has proven that. Now, they're going to obviously attack him on his on some of his social issues and some of his moral judgments, and but I don't think those things are going to really are going to move the country to their side of the street at all. I think if anything, especially like, I don't care. I have a job. I have economy. I have the ability to get a different job.
Mm-hmm.
I have the ability to move where I want to. I have the ability to open a new business. Like, they're looking at things like that. They're not giving a damn, honestly, that he's politically correct or not. I think at this point, Americans just want results.
Yeah. I completely agree with you. And, you know, that would be true equality if the things that we did have control over ourselves, like our brain, our thoughts, our policies, our positions, were what were valued and not just, you know, the package that it comes in. I wanted to ask you about the mayor of New York City and his you know, he's going to reshape New York City here.
We are going to introduce legislation to ban the glass and steel skyscrapers that have contributed so much to global warming. They have no place in our city or in our earth anymore.
It's hard to picture this as real life. We're going to ban skyscrapers in New York City. You know, one of the other big pillars of what we're seeing from a lot of the Democratic candidates in this primary is that strong push for the Green New Deal or a version of it. When you hear that de Blasio wants to ban skyscrapers, what's your reaction to that?
I think it all goes into, like, how you push it. First of all, there's no room in New York for new skyscrapers. So. Take it from me, somebody who literally walks around here.
Yeah.
If it's new technology, if it's more efficient, if it's better for the environment without it having anything to do with global warming or a political stance, then I'm for it. If it's technology improves over time, if we're looking at other cities around the world who have better energy efficient buildings or stuff that's more, I know, I want to say Singapore or Thailand, I know they have a lot of trees and stuff like that in their buildings. It looks good. It's good for like air quality and stuff like that. If that's the message, great. But you lose me as soon as it becomes a political issue. Are you doing it because this is your political stance, or are you doing it because you think it's going to improve the city? If you're going to improve the city, then a Democrat or Republican, independent, we'll all agree. Like, yeah, this is good for the city. Let's do it. But don't. Oh, we're banning this because it's bad. I mean, that just you lose me with that.
Yeah. I think there's so much information out there, too, that people can consume however much information from whatever sources that they want to, that some sort of bold statement like that from de Blasio or any of the other candidates for president, when they make a statement like that, it doesn't have as much lasting power, staying power as comments like that could have had in the past. You kind of get to check the box to say, yeah, you know, I was for some sort of green initiative, and I said, yeah, let's ban skyscrapers in New York City. It's almost as if they're doing it for the credit to be able to say that that was a position that they had. But, you know, what kind of accountability is there for candidates at this point in time, especially 18 months out of the actual election when it takes place, to adhere to any of these kinds of policies that they're throwing out there to try to, you know, pander for some of these votes?
I think the one Democrat, and I don't know if there's one in the pack who gets it or not, who will run a campaign based on trying to sell Americans on what their agenda is and what they want to do to better this country in their opinion, will by far be the best candidate, but he will never get off the ground because it's going to be the Democratic candidate who spends all his time attacking the president and pushing super left agendas. Like I'm a big huge supporter of the environment. By the way, I belong to the Dolphin Project. Like, I'm mm-hmm. all about it. I'm within reasonable, smart ways to improve our environment and stuff like that. I don't like the end of the world coming in 12 years and all that kind of things like that. Like, but to say like steel is bad, and this and to make those kind of comments is not necessary if you're trying to improve your city. But if you're trying to run for something or you're trying to build up against something, it's the wrong message. So, like I said, I think guess what he did, guys? Here's the thing about the President of the United States. We don't need to hear what he did. We literally see it every day.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
can make a decision about whether we want to vote for him or not based on the fact that he tweets, he's probably the most transparent. He's never off the news. So here's throw a bone out here at Democratic Party. Try to, any one of the 7,000 candidates running, try to run on your own platform, and I wouldn't even mention his name other than when I had to debate him.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But yeah. What do I know?
Yeah. Well, we love hearing what you think. So glad to have you on here this week. Look forward to talking to you again next week on Twitter at Planet Tyrus. Always great to speak with you, Tyrus.
Yes, thank you so much. I really look forward to this once a week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.